Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Job chapter 38, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. Job was a good man, a man of integrity and honesty. Job had a great life, fame, fortune, family, friends. But in a short span of time, he lost almost every earthly blessing, his wealth, his health, his children. Job's wife encouraged him to give up his relationship with God. Job's friends insisted that God must be punishing him for something terrible he did. The more they insisted, the more Job pushed back. He demanded an audience with God. He would present his case and prove that God was not justified in allowing him to suffer. Job's response is a common one. Storms arise, a disturbing diagnosis, job loss, the death of a loved one, and we struggle and suffer and make all kinds of assumptions. Maybe we did something to deserve it. God must be punishing us. Yes, sometimes we must suffer the consequences of something sinful we have done. But more often, storms arise because we live in a sinful world. And like Job, we cry out to God. We demand to know why. We say that it's not fair and we have done nothing to deserve it. And God answers. Maybe he doesn't answer you personally, but we can all learn something from his response to Job. When storms arise in life, we imagine that God has turned his back on us and abandoned us. But the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. What does this short verse tell us? Even in those storms, God is there. The Lord is with you. He is the unchanging, eternal, faithful God of compassion and grace. He is your Redeemer, who conquered death, forgives your sins, heals your diseases, and who saved your life from the pit. His love abounds. His mercy is more. He's by your side and above the storms. If he brought you to it, he will bring you safely through it. Trust him. He's in control. Lord, you spoke and everything came into being. You spoke and storms were calmed. You spoke and the dead were raised. Speak, O Lord, out of my storm. I am waiting on you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.